Good afternoon. This is Mark O with Dr. Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for agdaily.com, week of Monday, August the 10th. We've started off with the grains mixture today. We've got corn up 2.5 cents, beans up 7.5 cents, wheat down 4.25 cents. The dollar is up 9 ticks, which is putting a little pressure on the wheat. The beans are higher. We had more sales this morning to China. It was almost 700,000 metric tons, we believe, to China. So the Chinese buying continues to support these markets breaks. We're going to have the meeting with the Chinese on Saturday. I just hope that there's not some kind of tough stand where they come out and say, well, we're not going to buy the beans or whatever else that could happen out here. We hope for something positive out of that meeting. We know that the Brazilians are out of beans, and if China wants beans, they've got to come to the U.S. for it. Is the president going to play hardball with that? I don't know, but hopefully he allows them to buy whatever they want. Corn market, the crop may not be as rosy as everybody thinks it is. They had massive storms go through Iowa today. There's that hot, dry pocket that's central west, southern west part of the state. Everybody's looking for 150 million bushel corn increase on the report on Wednesday, 100 million on beans. I don't know that they're going to get it, but we will have the report at 11 o'clock. The other thing is we've got corn short, close to 200,000 contracts of corn. Hopefully we'll scare them in today. Corn's near the high. We're starting to bounce a little bit. Beans are put in a 10-cent range. Hopefully we can see them higher by the close. But the fact of the matter is, I think that we've got some reason to be long in here and a little bit hopeful. If we can get through the week without too crushing of a report from the USDA, without anything bad coming out of the agreements on Saturday, then hopefully we may have turned a corner here today. But that's a lot of ifs out in this market. So we've got the report on Wednesday. We've got the meeting on Saturday. And again, hopefully we'll get some positive news out of that. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TTH.